Now, Diana, I have a question here from Dr. Nicola, who says, I have two related questions. It has been suggested that the Vikings extracted cod liver oil by fermenting liver. The raw livers were emptied into open vessels and left there. When the weather grew warmer, the cod liver oil separated from the livers and floated up to the top and was skimmed off. So my question is it really possible to ferment liver? And she also says, I'm aware that in certain cultures, for example in the Sudanese, they produce a dish called miris that's supposedly fermented fat. Sounds ghastly. What can you tell us about this?
It does sound a bit interesting, doesn't it? But all over the world, cultures will ferment various different foodstuffs in order to make them taste a bit more interesting. So the actual process of fermenting usually involves some kind of living organism, like a yeast or a bacterium, and it also involves an anaerobic environment, so no oxygen. And I couldn't find very much information about this Viking method of making cod liver oil, but it does seem that they just dumped a load of cod livers into a barrel, left it in some seawater, and then just sort of left it outside. And presumably what would happen is that you would have bacteria that would break down the liver, and because oil isn't quite so easily broken down, especially this is a serious problem that the sea actually has, the oil would float to the top and it wouldn't be broken down as quickly as the other parts of the liver. And when it comes to fat and say, you know, Inuit wrapping up bits of fat in seal skin, what was probably happening there is that you have certain types of bacteria, probably bacillus bacteria, which will break down bits of the fat, make it decompose and make it taste quite different. Interestingly, I think about a year ago, just after Christmas, Yorkshire Water actually released a load of bacillus bacteria into the sewers, because one of the major problems that we have in Victorian sewers in this country is that people pour a lot of fat down the sink and it builds up into great big lumps and blocks up the sewers. So what the water company did was they flushed a load of bacteria down there to break it all down.
And not already lots of bacteria in the sewer.
Obviously not the right kind.
Wonderful story, that. Thank you very much, Diana.